KUOW's The Record, thanks for tuning in. I'm Bill Radke. Yesterday morning, a group of whale watchers near Whidbey Island watched something they didn't pay for.
Oh, no!
Oh,
he ran right over it.
He ran right over it.
I have it on video.
What an idiot!
He just hit that whale.
Yes,
a boat ran into a gray whale, wounding the animal and nearly crashing. The whale that was hit might be a local celebrity known as Patch, who's been traveling to Puget Sound with other gray whales since at least the early 90s. I asked the head of the Northwest Maritime Center, Jake Beatty, how often boats hit whales like this.
They're both not common and more common than we think. There's actually a record of ship strikes for more open ocean and larger ships. It's more rare in inland waters and especially in daylight hours.
What was that boater doing wrong?
If I was to boil it down to a single word, it would be vigilance. The main way one stays safe for and keeps everyone around them safe on the water is by being vigilant and paying attention to what you were doing and what you're both doing, but also looking for things that don't quite make sense. Something that looks like a log but isn't. Often also around whales, there's crowds of boats that are there to observe these noble creatures, and when you see that, it's generally an indication that there are charismatic megafauna in the area, and these whales, you really need to slow down for them.
Yeah, I think the video is taken from a whale-watching boat, wasn't it?
That's correct, yeah, one of the clipper ships.
So you could see whale-watching boats and figure there's probably whales nearby.
Yeah, especially so all those Victoria Clipper and the sister ships, they travel at like 35, 40 knots, and to see them standing still is an indication that things are a little bit different.
Should we also give any responsibility to whale-watching boats? Do they in any way endanger whales and make the collision more likely?
You know, there has been a lot of people smarter than I looking at that situation, and there are certainly organizations that deploy sort of whale watcher watchers. So sound keepers or the whale museum up in Friday Harbor have vessels they employ to make sure that the whale watchers are being safe and that the boats around them are being safe. This is a little farther south in their sort of area of operations usually, and it's usually a little earlier in the season than they operate as well, is my understanding. I know there's also risks to whales that other scientists are studying around sort of the sonic pollution that boat noise makes, and so there's other threats to the whale population other than just people watching them, but certainly those are under study.
How badly do you think that collision hurt this gray whale?
You know, that's another one that someone smarter than me is going to have to answer, but if you think about a 4,000 to 6,000 pound boat doing 20 to 25 miles an hour, I mean, think of an SUV that grazes, even a glancing blow to your spinal column, and it probably wouldn't feel too good.
The hopeful part of me thought, well, it didn't look like collision really so much as like it surfed over it. I bounced over that thing, that whale.
I would like to share your optimism, but I truly don't know.
Do you think there'll be any penalty for the boater who hit the whale?
You know, I looked into that. I couldn't find a penalty for hitting a whale. You know, Washington State in 2008 imposed a 200-yard exclusionary zone around marine mammals, specifically whales. And there is a fine structure, $500 to $1,000 for encroaching that zone. I didn't find anything that was an increased penalty for actually hitting one.
Okay, well, Jake, I'm sorry that we seem to only talk when there are maritime collisions. Last time we talked, it was a boat. Remember the boat Naptime hit a state ferry?
I do. I do indeed. Hopefully this boat wasn't called Captain Ahab or something.
Any similarities there? Any overarching advice for boaters listening?
The common thread between Naptime hitting the ferry and this vessel hitting the boat is that vigilance. On Naptime, the boat that hit the ferry, the guy was down below in a head using answering the call of nature. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the story was in this. It's less clear. At least the story hasn't come out yet. But clearly, if they've been paying closer attention to either anomalies in sort of the wave pattern or the ripples or the calm spots in the water or the boats that are in the area, they probably would have slowed down. They probably could have avoided a collision. I will add on a good note, there are groups of people, especially the commercial fishing fleet, are looking into how to better avoid whales. So the longline fishermen in Alaska actually about 10 years ago entered into an avoidance study around how do they make sure they're not setting their gear or their boats in a way that harms sperm whales. And so at least there are, in the more professional areas of the industry, proactive efforts into how to make sure we can coexist with the largest mammals.
Jake Beatty is executive director of the Northwest Maritime Center. By the way, authorities say they know who the boat driver is, and they say he's cooperating with the investigation.